I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Mark and Gordon's Boxing Day Bonanza.
Merry Christmas!
Clyde One. Well, it might be Boxing Day, but we are still in the Christmas mood. That's Wham on Clyde One with Last Christmas. It's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale, 2 former footballers and now DJs in our own right with our own show. We've been let out the Super Scoreboard studio, unleashing you for the next 3 hours.
I'm excited, Mark. We've made it. We've made it to the top. Christmas is a special, special time for me. My favourite Christmas song, and I've said this in Super Scoreboard many times, When a Child is Born, Johnny Mathis.
See, we've not got that in the system. I don't think anybody's got that in the system. That's your favourite Christmas song?
Favourite. It's a tradition in the Dale household.
So yesterday at Christmas dinner, everybody's sitting down, put on the party tunes
in the
and
past,
you hit as we
in the past. It was the first song that we played when we got up for Christmas to open our presents.
What a joyful house you must have had.
I've got to say, the one I don't like is Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart, because I got married at Christmas and the next day she left me and broke my heart. So that's sort of a stuck in my mind. So
That's not a happy story for Christmas.
No, so Wham's out.
Apparently
there.
Apparently we've been brought on here to kind of spread Christmas cheer, and now we're on to divorce. We've only been on here for 3 minutes.
You don't think Johnny Mathis is bringing the Christmas spirit?
Not in your divorce yet, I don't think.
What about yourself?
What favourite Christmas song?
Yeah.
Ooh, what about Shaking Stevens?
Go.
Merry Christmas, everyone. By the way, fact about that, see the guy that wrote Merry Christmas? Everyone, that wasn't Shaking Stevens. He also wrote the theme tune for Funhouse by Pat Sharp. Remember that?
Seriously?
Funhouse, the whole world. He wrote that. And he wrote, fact check that. Almost 90%
fact
sure that's
that,
true,
please. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Producer
Christmas
John's
chat.
Already shown us back to Super Scoreboard. 100%.
Neo and Miss Independent on Clyde One. I know that's one of your favourites, isn't it? Daz,
oh,
you love that.
Yeah.
But Neo, yeah. Remember, you ever watch The Masked Singer?
Love The Masked Singer.
Now he's a superstar. He's turned up dressed as a badger.
I wonder what we would turn up dressed as. Do you think people would guess what we were? You could be a mushroom.
A mushroom? What would you be?
Oh, an elephant, because I've certainly got a trunk.
Are you meaning your nose?
Hold on a minute there. The nose would... All I would need was a wee bit of ears and the big eyes and away I go.
You're almost there. Ever watch that show, The Masked Singer?
I love The Masked Singer.
Aye.
I'm actually pretty good at the quiz shows.
I'm guessing them.
I'm great at things like that, guessing things. Like, say, my favourite, Saturday Night, love a Saturday Night, The Voice.
But
right? Okay.
The Voice is rubbish.
I don't turn my chair, but this is true, right?
Tom Jones sings more than the contestants on The Voice.
Tom Jones is good. But this is my Saturday Night. The Voice, right? I don't turn my chair because I've got the recliner. It's quite difficult to turn. Right. What I do is I get a towel over the eyes, right?
Right, I like the way this is
going. This is true. This is true. And then I sit and I listen to the song, and instead of turning, I take my towel off for the person to be in Team Daz.
That's genius.
Right.
Genius.
Right.
It's me, Mark Wilson, with Gordon Dale on Clyde One. We'll be looking back at 2023 and also playing some of our favourite bits from Super Scoreboard. And let's kick that off right now with a time that we found a questionnaire from Gordon Dale from the 90s. It's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale on until 1 on Boxing Day. The perfect cure for your hangover, to gear up for that first turkey sandwich. We've been let loose off Super Scoreboard for the day, but we thought we'd play some of your favourite bits from the show, starting with the time we found an old questionnaire from the 90s from Gordon Dale.
Question number 1. What do you hate most in the game? When I go to the baths to get rid of an injury, I can't swim. So everyone from wee kids to OAPs laugh at me. One more snigger and I swear I'll drown one of
them. He didn't say that.
Okay. Question two. Which side do you hate playing against? Aberdeen away. By the time I'm back in Motherwell on a Saturday night, I've lost 3 hours drinking time. Just drink responsibly.
There's a bit of truth behind that.
By the way, now I think about it, yeah.
Which player do you hate playing against? Premier, well, seeing he's not changed, Premier League defenders can't even get close to me, not unless they drag me off the subs bench. So it has to be our reserve keeper, Tom Carson. He plays outfield at fives. He's so fat, you can't get the ball off him.
You can't say that about your teammate.
What were you thinking? It gets worse.
Oh, this
Mark,
gets worse.
Your employer's here. Is it the thistle start getting in the neck? Oh, no. Worst moment of your career. Signing for Thistle. It gets better. The fans there hated me from day one and still do. The big payoff. I'd love to sign for them again just to score hundreds of own goals and get them relegated. I mean this, right?
With that's the, how childish
with
is
the
that?
Warmest of best intentions. What is wrong with you? I mean that wholeheartedly.
Can I you say that to this? Score hundreds of own goals against Thistle?
Not yet. And there are lots of fans you hate the most.
You still catch Thistle again.
It goes on and on and on.
The one with the wife.
What's your idea of a nightmare holiday? Going anywhere for a week with the wife? No, that's not fair. Going anywhere for 2 weeks with the wife.
Depends whose wife it was.
It's just
the greatest interview
on and
of
on.
Time.
Again, what's the stupidest rule in football?
We should
play on a Friday night so that we can go in the batter for 2 nights and save Saturdays for golf and snooker.
Oh man, that sums your
and
career
then
up.
Easily. Again, Thistle get it again at the bottom. But to round it off, what food do you hate the most?
Right.
Indian curries. I like eating them. It's the 3 hours on the pan the next day that kills me.
Oh, that cannot be beaten out. So for any young budding footballers out there waking up on Boxing Day with a new pair of football boots, that's who you want to emulate. Get to that level with your new football boots and you're doing something right.
Could you imagine a young kid waking up and mum and dad's got him surprised, the ball, the boots, and I've put a wee extra of the magazine in there. have a look at the future. I've got to say, that certainly wasn't me. I love Partick Thistle. I would never score 1,000 own goals.
I'm employed by them. By the way, see, when I go into Partick Thistle, it's not going down well.
Now, I can't get to Partick Thistle. I can't get in the door. They probably hate me. Right, but I've sent in my secret weapon with a Partick Thistle coaching badge.
an inside job to bring them down.
You just watch the Jags fall right down.
See if you see a striker scoring six own goals.
I'll give you
what we've been working on in training.
Hold on a minute. Did you see when you see somebody throwing six goals? You played Hamilton the other week there. I told you, make sure you're defensively sound. 10-0 you
well,
beat.
Listen, it was Christmas. It was the season. It was the season to give gifts. We gave them 10 that day. Oh, what an interview. One of the greatest. More best bits from Super Scoreboard to come. It's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale's Boxing Day Bonanza, looking back at the year and playing some of our favourite bits from Super Scoreboard. So, seen many films this year?
I'm not a big film.
It's been a year of good films.
Yeah, it has. Mission Impossible, that was the only one I've ever been to pictures to see.
You're constantly watching films on that fire stick, you know.
What, you mean Netflix and stuff like that? I'm not a big picture.
Oppenheimer? Barbie?
I started watching Oppenheimer. Got up to a bit and I thought, oh, well, he only makes a bomb. I may as well leave that one out. You know what happens in the end. Barbie, not my sort of thing. Indiana Jones is quite... It's always exciting.
I Indiana Jones.
Bit, did you?
I can see you with a hat, the whip.
Oh, definitely.
It's your Saturday night, just after the 1% club.
After
Indiana Jones.
I'll get into the room, get my hat on, here he comes through the whip, come flying through the door.
Mission Impossible 7. Part 2 is coming out. You might have seen that. You liked that. Did you know?
Do you know what I hated about that, right?
It was a cliffhanger at the end.
Well, you know how much I used to go and see the pictures now, and a pink mix is a fiver. It's incredible, right? and let me tell you, you don't get a lot of new pink mixes for a fiver. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I thought, right, I've done my good deed here a couple of years before I'm back at this cinema. There's a part two to come out.
It's going to cost you another £13.50
exactly.
to get in.
I go with the ticket and I'll wait to get a reduced.
The concession? Oh. Of course. Of course, it is the year that you've got the bus pass, the concession.
Of course. I'm on that bus at Motherwell Town Hall, zero right into Glasgow.
You are Tam from Still Game.
I'm picking my picture hall anywhere I want.
Picture hall? A guy that calls the cinema picture hall.
That
just tells you,
it
tells you your age.
Mark and Gordon's Boxing Day Bonanza.
Merry Christmas! Clyde
One. It's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale with our Boxing Day Bonanza, looking back at the year and playing some of our favourite bits from Super Scoreboard. Mark,
yes.
You started a new job in Partick Thistle this year.
It's very formal, that.
How's it going?
I mean, you're not reading that, are you?
Yeah, please.
That sounded so natural there. How's it going? Yes,
how's
Gordon,
it going?
It's going very well.
The tracksuit fit, everything like that, because...
No, it's not in the charity shop so far.
Yeah, you love a wee breaking tracksuit in the charity shops. But tell us, you know, I always talk very highly of you as a coach.
Thank you.
I was delighted this year. It's been a big year for you.
Yep.
Obviously, you left Andy Robertson Charity, where you were absolutely magnificent. What a
Thank
job you.
You
did there. Everybody spoke highly of you.
Where's this going?
No, and then I've got to say, I worked very closely with you at Airdrie. Seen a lot of potential there. You always spoke very highly of how good a defensive coach you were and how you were going to make it.
I see where this is going. I had a kind of this is your life aspect to that there. I thought this is nice and the big red book's going to come out, but I feel a dagger.
Have you settled
coming.
In well?
It's been great. It's been great. And listen, learning on the job all the time. Mm-hmm. I learned one time there's an elephant buried under the pitch. I learned something new about Thistle the day. I try to learn something new. You know, there's an elephant.
Jags.
Buried under the ground.
Yes.
What?
Nelly.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't called Nelly.
That was a nickname. They always used to say, "Oh, go and see Nelly."
Nonsense. Right, I believe you. I don't believe your part.
That's right. Well,
I knew that.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Apparently they tell everybody that joins the club.
Tell me more, because I didn't know that.
It's an elephant buried die. So under the...
Is that it?
That... Didn't get much content. No, listen. Way back in 19 whatever.
No way. You've been stitched up.
No, no chance. There was a travelling circus called Buffalo's Bill's Travelling Circus.
No. Do you know what this is?
Oh, he's fell for that, honestly. I bet they're all sitting
there. Google that.
This
and
is
it
like,
was, a, it was
no,
an old mine.
No.
And then
this can't be true.
Pretty
do you know what this is?
The guy looked serious when he told me. See if I find it, you've wound me up.
Did you seriously believe that?
That there's an elephant under there.
This is like tartan paint, long stand on work experience, all that.
Did you get told that when you joined Thistle?
No! There's no an elephant in there.
Pretty sure that's still true. But the guy did look serious when he told me. You never hear that story?
Well, only the first time I ever heard it was when you told it.
That sounds plausible.
I've got to say. especially when you sounded so convincing about your stats on it.
Aye.
What end is it? Buried that
under the centre circle. I'm just going.
is it
right in the middle?
Is its trunk shooting down the way or its backside? How do you think that elephant would be lying? They wouldn't be lying. Obviously, it's an elephant and stuff like that. I don't know as it is. But it weighs legs up
on his back. Just his trunk.
That's a bit bumpy the day the elephant's moved.
For all you Thistle fans out there, every time you go to Fir Hill now, think there's a big elephant under the pitch.
Oh, by the way, I must admit, when I was there, there used to be an elephant that played in it.
More of the best bits from the show on the way, and next we'll talk you through our favourite TV shows from the year. Don't worry, you aren't going mad. It's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale, and we've become proper radio presenters for the day as we look back at the year that was. Think of the people that's turned this gig down on Boxing Day for us to be asked to do this.
Gordon, the people that's turned off.
I don't say that. It's been a lot of good telly this year. We always like to look back at the things over the year. So TV shows, you're a big TV man. So we've had the new Doctor Who. We've had the final series, the last series of The Crown, The Last of Us,
and the last season of Happy Valley. Oh, did you see Happy Valley?
I've got to say, I'm delighted you come up with Happy Valley there. I was struggling. Aye. The rest I've not seen.
You're never done me watching shows, though.
I watch box sets. I'm a box set.
You're a binge watcher.
A binge watcher. Yeah, I'll if I'm watching a season, I'll watch six episodes in one day. So I'll probably go to sleep at 11 o'clock, get up at 1, watch another one, set the alarm.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I can go through box sets. It's like people that are addicted to books. I know the only way that just leaves you with a cliffhanger and you think, right, oh, I can't get to sleep. I need to know what happens to Peter and Paul and Adam in the next
Peter
episode.
A couple of the apostles here. Very apt for this time of year.
Christmas.
Watching Jesus documentaries.
I couldn't believe what they came.
Didn't see it coming at the end. What happened to him?
Where they ended up was incredible. But I don't like these sort of Doctor Who stuff like that. I've got to say, I know this will surprise a lot of people, I love the Kardashians.
Oh, what? I did not see that coming. You've never once in my 10 years of knowing you mentioned the Kardashians.
Because I like characters, right? And I love the boy Scott. And have you seen the Kardashians?
No, never.
Oh, mate, honestly, no. Got to watch it.
What did they do? What's the storyline?
They just make money.
Right.
And every single episode, there's a new one that comes in, and they just make money as well.
A new Kardashian?
Oh, it's frightening. It's great to watch. And I always look and think, oh, what a life they must have.
That sounds dreadful. What about any of your Saturday night shows? What about Ant and Dec? Saturday Night Takeaway? What about Strictly? Did you see Strictly?
I don't watch Strictly.
Outrageous, the result last week. The two guys were outstanding at dancing, and the girl one who made three errors. I'm sounding like Revel. What's his name? Holland.
What do you call the big? It's a 10 for Glenn. No, it's not Glenn. What do you call him?
Len.
Len is a 10.
It's big Glenn. Where's Glenn's been shipped in as a judge?
It's a 10 for Glenn.
No, he's retired.
Is he retired?
It's Anton de Beck. Aye.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm not really into, you know, the Woods one, what do you call that? The celebrity jungle
the
thing.
Aye,
the jungle.
Doesn't quite have the same ring.
The big house.
I'm a celebrity, get me at the Woods. It's Clyde One with Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale as we bring you our Boxing Day Bonanza.
And now we are celebrating our 50th birthday in Hogmanay, and we have a special show from 12 looking back at the first 50 years of Clyde One.
50 years, right, okay. Yeah. Well, you'll remember when it kicked off. How long you worked here?
About 14 years or something.
14 years, right, yeah, okay, I'm 8 years. So, memories, I remember just listening, going to school all the time. George being on the breakfast show, then GBX Friday nights.
Who was on the foot? I know Hugh's been here forever. Who was on the football one?
When I was listening?
Yeah, because I was the great Jimmy Sanderson. Absolutely every night listen to him. And the one thing, as a player, when I started off at Rangers, you always listen to hear their opinions. You know, now I'll stand next to Hugh and think, why did I even bother?
That's not a great advertisement for our own show. Actually, we've got people listening. I said, I'm not listening.
Shug used to tell me how to play centre forward with Jimmy Sanderson. Yeah, she's not making those forward runs. Oh my goodness. But I always get back to it. And this is, I remember when Radio Clyde was 261. Do you remember that?
261?
261, that was my address. Radio Clyde. Everybody said, where do you live? Radio Clyde, 261 Airbus Road. That's how I remember my number. There you go. There are old days for you.
That's fascinating, that. Thank God we did that one.
And if you lived in the Clyde and you're a first teacher, Clyde One.
It's Clyde One on Boxing Day, and this is Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale. Check out our special Clyde One at 50 show on Hogmanay at 12. And on the way, we'll be looking back at some of our favourite memories from this year's Super Scoreboard.
It's Clyde One on Boxing Day, and this is Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale. Two ex-professional footballers playing DJ for a day. Or maybe they will give us a breakfast show after this. Who knows? Let's say that again.
Oh no, that sounds good. It's smooth. I like that.
It is, isn't it?
We're looking back at the year and playing some of our favourite moments from Super Scoreboard. And do you remember that time you met my bin man?
I never go out the house. I'm a loner now. And I decided to go up to the local just for an hour, just to get a bit of fresh air. And I walks in, and these two guys.
What do you mean fresh air?
In the pub? No, between my house. Between my house.
Has it got a sunroof?
I was in the beer garden at 9 o'clock at night. And I was sitting there, and I had to stand right at this one bit. I thought, and quick hour back out down the road, happy days. And the guy started talking to me. And I realised, and he says, "You don't know who I am." I says, "Of course I don't." He says, "I'm Mark." I says, "All right, pleased to meet you, Mark." He's been, "I'm Mark's bin man."
Right. He was your bin man.
He's a bin man lorry driver, right? He's slaughtered.
He's been looking through your bin.
So I've turned around and I says, "Mark, you'll need to do me the biggest favour in the world. Next time you're emptying, get a couple of E40s, get them in." So
this guy's been raking through your bin.
Oh, he's raking back. You better know.
He was telling Gordon all about it.
He says, "I didn't think he was."
That's ridiculous.
"I didn't think he was a size 8 in underwear department."
No,
with a big winner down the back.
That's amazing. My bin man. Seriously.
Well, he's standing there like that with a pair. I'm going,
was he with a high vis jacket on?
They certainly weren't in Dubai.
That's unreal. Mark the bin man.
Mark the bin man, look out for him, he's the driver.
Oh, I hope he's listening. Any chance you're putting the bin back where I left it then instead of halfway down the street?
Oh, and
I've
got his Rangers fan.
He does it on purpose, so you know.
I said to Leanne, by the way, I don't know this guy, but I said to Leanne, "I bet you that bin man's a Rangers fan because he always leaves the bin halfway down the street in somebody else's garden."
Oh, because he loves your blue bin but not your green one.
Oh, he does it with all bins.
I tell you what, as far as bad claims to fame go, I'm Mark Wilson's bin man. That's one of the worst I've ever heard.
Do you know something? I got a pint in it. He's so proud.
Did you?
He says, "I'll get this one.
He's loving off me, this guy. Oh, unbelievable. And he's still leaving that bin halfway down the street.
Have you ever seen him since?
No, I don't see him, but the bin's getting further away.
But I wasn't concerned about, "Oh, he tell me leave my bin. I would have been wanting my souvenir back."
Mark and Gordon's Boxing Day Bonanza.
Merry Christmas. Clyde
Bun. Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale with our Boxing Day Bonanza being unleashed from the Super Scoreboard studio for one day only. It's a bit disappointing, actually. Could do this more often, can we? Actually, any chance yours just binning Super Scoreboard and getting into this kind of...
I would love it. I would love it. Plus the fact football's that getting in the way, the rest of the day to yourself. You know what I mean? I'm all about timing.
Aye,
in and out. Get up in the morning, go and do your job. George is out here for 11 o'clock. We can't say they're away home.
I know. We're playing some of your best bits from the show. Now, you're obviously a big music fan.
Mm-hmm.
We've been teasing it. You've gave us the big build up. What's your favourite song?
I'm going to surprise you here.
I bet you are. Okay.
And there's a big part of it to do with a fellow colleague that you get sacked with. Simon Donnelly put me on to him. The Snuts.
Shut up.
Yeah. The four guys.
You don't know who the Snuts are.
West Lothian. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And their hit record this year, and I play all the time, the car, Gloria. Please play that one for me, Mark.
Here they are. Tell load up the CD. Give me that record over, Shane.
I hope you've got that one in standby.
Yes, but
I was Simon. Obviously,
the
you,
Snuts.
Snuts, I like the Snuts. Very good. Very good.
I've never once heard you mention the Snuts.
Well, you're
and
away,
I see you three times
away,
a week.
You're away coaching 10-0 defeats then now, mate. I'm doing a lot of stuff with Simon. Simon's broadened my horizons into the music world.
Trying into the music scene.
Yeah, so we had a chat about it, and right. I thought, right, I'm going to brilliant. Glory.
get on, Gloria. It's Sam Fender and 17 Going Under on Clyde One, and it's Boxing Day Bonanza with me, Mark Wilson, and Raith Rovers legend Gordon Dale. I don't know why I called you a legend. Yeah, that's clearly a misprint in the script.
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember that. But I've got to say,
By the way, Sam Fender. Remember I invited you to Sam Fender? You couldn't be bothered going.
No. A good concert?
Oh, it was great. Fantastic.
Did you ever go to a bad concert? Everything you say is great. 10-0 get beat with Partick.
No, see, be honest, I went to Noel Gallagher. By the way, Noel Gallagher, he's a big favourite of mine's, but I must admit, when you pay your money for a ticket, you expect his most famous song that he's going to sing. He didn't sing one lyric.
I've actually met the 2 years and years ago, I'd say.
Noel Liam,
yeah.
There's no way. 100%. There's no way you met him.
100%. They were only starting off. I would reckon. Now, you know, I've no notes in front of me, so I'd probably reckon about 18, 19 at the time they were. And I thought, boys, you have got a future.
There you go. Tuning in on Boxing Day, you would never have thought that conversation was going to come up. You're used to hearing us, of course, on Super Scoreboard. So let's talk about football in 2023. What have been the highlights for you?
You've got to go international, haven't you? You've got to go Scotland. The achievements of Steve Clarke, how he's brought this team together, how we're now a proud nation and we're playing some great football, and it's brilliant to see, and qualifying for Germany. And then we get that brilliant draw as well, opening game against the hosts. You could never write the script. I think a few years ago, a lot of us, including most of the Tartan Army, had turned off from the international team. But well done to Steve Clarke. Well done to the boys. Fantastic achievement. Some of the nights that we've spent in here, watching the excitement of the games. I like the Georgia game when the rain come down, an hour and a half delay, we get paid extra.
thinking, man, there.
A wee bit of overtime and a couple of more pizzas. That's all sticks in my mind. That well done to the boys.
Do you think there's anybody that woke up yesterday morning with tickets for the games in Germany?
Oh, what a present that would
imagine
be.
Imagine that. Especially if you get the 900 quid tickets. They're not cheap.
I've already tapped a top for going over.
You've tapped a top?
Yeah, a top.
What does that mean?
I've borrowed a top. I've already put my to borrow a top.
A Scotland strip?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just buy one?
Because my mates get two. Right.
Well, there we go. That sold that. Why would you buy one when your mate's got two? Now we're looking back over some of our favourite bits from Super Scoreboard over the year. One of my favourite bits was when you get a wee mix up with chatting about Mascot, one of the most famous pop stars.
Well, I'm going to that's a highlight of probably next year. We'll be talking about it in our own show in the coming weeks. That I'm going to be a mascot. And I get Justin mixed up. I called him Beaver. I'm still convinced to this day that's his name. I think that I come in for a bit of criticism about it, Mark.
I'm telling you, before the end of the season, I'm in one
I
of
think
the
you'd
costumes.
Be sensational at it. I think you'd have all the moves.
I will be in there.
I can believe it. Yeah.
I'm not saying where I'm going, right? No. Because I don't want people... I want to be like the Masked Singer. I want to go out there and they're going, who's that? You with my moves.
You found your calling.
Take it off.
Justin Beaver's turned up.
Justin who?
Timberley.
Beaver?
Is that a mascot? Justin Beaver. Justin Beaver's a mascot.
What's his name then?
Bieber.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Justin Beaver.
Exactly. I was getting excited there.
Well seen, that was the mistake you would make.
It's actually quick.
That's a tribute act. Justin Beaver.
I knew it was somebody like that.
Is that not the stripper that used to be in the Dundee
as I say, it's a tribute act. But listen, I just got a vision now. It's just like he's lost the plot. I think we should. That could be his own individual mask outfit. We could have got Gordon the Radio Clyde mascot is now Justin Beaver.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Justin Beaver.
I was convinced that was his name as well.
Justin Beaver?
Yeah, I was 100%. But I'm looking forward to that mascot. Really looking forward to it.
Are you going to get in a mascot costume?
100%. It's in my bucket list.
Big shoes, big gloves.
I don't know.
By the way, I know a football club with a very famous mascot. Kingsley. Yeah.
Could you
what about that?
How good would this be, right? Home game. Packed and I come on at half time.
Take it off. Take it. And you there. Ta-da.
How many times have I shouted that in my career? Take it off. Get him off.
It's Clyde One and it's Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale bringing you our Boxing Day Bonanza. We're just a bit done, but still time to play one of our favourite bits from Super Scoreboard. And it comes from a magazine from the 90s, which Roger Hanna was able to get hold of. So not only did we have the famous, infamous, should I say, questionnaire with Gordon, he also got asked about his favourite songs.
But this bit isn't actually quite as dramatic. You've been asked to pick your 10 favourite songs.
Oh no, this will be good. Go for it, gaze at.
I was big time back then, wasn't I? Come on, get this
one. Who would want to know what your favourite song is?
I'll tell you what, I don't know what's on there, right? But if Dancing Queen for Abbey's not on there, that's Doctor.
Right, what do you think?
Joe Longthorn.
No 1993, chance. Do you think you could name any of your favourite
Lionel
10 songs?
Lionel Richie.
No.
Rhythm as a Dancer.
Number one, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Elton John.
Oh, that's a good
Michael.
Tune.
That's
a good tune.
I'm
like
happy
that.
With that. Is George Michael on that as well?
Number two, The Wonder of You, Elvis.
Oh, that's my karaoke one.
There you go. Number three, Kingston Town, UB40.
Oh, imagine you sitting with a beer listening to that.
No.
What else?
Number four, That's Life, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I like that one.
We're good. Getting to ones that are a bit less familiar to me, so you might need to sing right. them. You're All That Matters to Me. Curtis.
Oh, you're all.
Who, Stiger?
The marriage to me.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Right, okay. Okay, I know what that is. Don't Forget to Remember Me by the
Don't
Bee Gees.
Don't forget to remember me.
The Love I Lost by Sybil.
Oh, that's very hard to
Sybil. It's a lot of love songs in there. John, get some Sybil on.
This is my last night in the show. I'm never doing this again.
Sybil.
Come on, give us another one.
This one's you over the back, as we've just found out in the last 5 minutes. Number eight, by the Eagles, Lying Eyes.
City Girls.
Number nine, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad,
Meatloaf. Oh, Meatloaf's my favourite. That should have been right up there in the charts.
And the last.
Who's the last one?
Who sings it?
Big Muller Wolf fan, he is. Number 10, Simply the Best.
How embarrassing.
Here it is, in all its glory.
That's a shocker.
Oh, how about that? Still like those? All those?
Yeah, I've got to say, that was a good choice. Yeah. A lot of good songs in there.
We get any Sybil in the collection?
If you'd asked me to name five of them for £1 million, I don't think I'd have got them. But I just show you, back in the 90s, I was rocking it.
You were a big hit. A real big hit. You sitting with your beer listening to UB40.
I was a player then. I'll tell you what, Roger Hanna, we need to get him off this show. You know what I mean? Somebody says to me, would you rather win the lottery or Roger's head full of pound coins? I know what one I went for. I would never run out of money the size of that.
Happy Boxing Day, Roger.
I bet his family's looking up. Oh, I think Daz has got a point there, Dad. I think we'll stop that lottery.
Man, poor Roger.
He can dig up anything, that man. He's absolutely
sensational. You don't want to get any dirt on him, are you?
I hope I brought a little bit of joy to some people's.
Oh, without doubt. And by the way, what about this one? Nah, not next. It's Sybil. No, we're not getting Sybil. But what about Jerry Cinnamon on Clyde One?
That's it from us. Has been Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale on Clyde One with our Boxing Day Bonanza. How do you think it went, Mark?
Brilliant. I'll be hugely surprised if they don't ask us back. Hugely surprised and disappointed. It's been great.
Do you think we'll have a free day next Boxing Day?
Mark and Gordon's Boxing Day Bonanza.
Merry Christmas. Clyde One.